Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially we get a chance to bring our good friend Chad Moutre back on the show. Chad's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now more than 14 years. He's coming up on 14 years, I should say. He's a former chief economist for the SBA, currently chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, and he's our good friend. Chad, welcome back to the show.
It was fun to be on your show, and it's always nice to follow Vivek Wadhwa.
I know. You guys are old buddies. yeah, he's a smart guy. I enjoyed his thoughts. We'll get him back again real soon. So I'm looking at your outlook here, your survey outlook for the National Association of Manufacturers, and I see nothing but up arrows. What's up with that?
We think we talked about this last time I was on the show. Our members are really upbeat right now, mostly about the expectations of tax reform and obviously the stuff that's happening on regulations and the prospect of infrastructure spending.
It can't be bad that we got a replacement Supreme Court Justice, Associate Justice, the replacement for Scalia, and that can't be bad for business either, can it?
I mean, I know you know this, but I think the Trump administration has been very willing to listen to the business community. We had a meeting when this Outlook survey came out on the 31st, we actually had a meeting that day with President Trump.
Yep.
There was 12 small and medium-sized manufacturers who went up to the White House.
Right.
And,
did you go with them?
I was not there, but our chairman and CEO was there. President CEO, sorry, Jay Timmons was there. I think it was a nice opportunity for small and medium-sized manufacturers really to have their voices
heard.
What
did they tell the president?
Well, they talked about the importance of tax reform and obviously all that he's doing on the regulatory front. I think that certainly has been very helpful, kind of happening behind the scenes a lot in many cases, but I think it's been very helpful for us. Just in general, I think that they conveyed to him that their appreciation that he was willing to listen to them. And I think that more than anything, I think, speaks to why there's so much optimism out there. As you noted in the survey, 93.3% of our members are positive in their outlook.
I want to come back to the visit for a minute.
Yeah.
With the specifics, what did they specifically, when they talked about tax reform with the president, did they say, we need to be able to a certain level of corporate tax? I'm sure they don't like the border tax, right?
Well, so there is, they said that they want 20% or less. Keeping in mind that
they don't want much, do they?
that's corporate, but keep in mind that, as you know, small and medium sized members are, many of them are pass throughs.
That's right.
I mean, we've been saying that we need business tax reform, not just corporate tax reform.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And on the border adjustment issue, our membership, quite frankly, is split on that. So
really,
we have some members who are happy about it. Those companies that export a lot. We have others, though, that import a lot of their raw materials, and they are less happy about it.
Right.
So we have not taken a position on it. We're continuing to study it and see what it's looking like at the end of the day when you take it in the broader context of tax reform.
Does your sector believe your sector is going to be heavily affected by his trade policies?
Of course.
Yeah. Do you believe that he is going to be more of a fair trader than an isolationist?
I think that's a fair phrase. I think certainly everything we've heard from the president and also Vice President Pence as well is that he gets it. He gets that trade is important. And so I think that the word of the day there is more fair trade, and not, he appreciates that 95% of the markets that we're selling to are abroad. And so, we need to make sure we continue to reiterate that. I'm sure that those business leaders did at that meeting.
That was my...
He's not as much of an isolationist, I think, as he's getting...
As people were... As the press was getting... Right. And a lot of people were complaining about that. And I have to say, it did give me pause to hear him say some of the things he said. But I read a little between the lines, and I said, I believe he's going to be someone who's not against trade agreements, but somebody who's going to negotiate a trade agreement that actually is good for America for once in a long time.
I agree. I think that issue of fairness and making sure that there's an even playing field is one that they definitely want to.
We've got a lot of up arrows here, folks, in this outlook that I want to get specific with Chad when we come back. Some of the manufacturers, what his manufacturers told him, but what they're expecting to happen coming up in the year ahead.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.